should we not do it? Let's just not do the episode, Paul. If that's it. If we start with, like, fuck the cold open. The cold open's your thing. It's where you set the tone for the whole episode. So come on.
Maybe the tone is I'm just tired and I want to go beddy buys.
I know you're tired.
I want to go to bed.
You can't go to bed until we've done the episode.
I know. Hello. It's Cheap Show. My name is Paul Gannon, and that's Eli Silverman.
That's me, everyone. Hi, I'm fine.
And I'm...
You, what? No, what, Paul?
What?
Not hungover.
Oh, you're not?
Not.
Oh, I got so excited then. I bellowed. I'm sorry. I was so taken aback.
I am not hungover.
Oh, good, good, good.
Today.
I feel hungover, yeah, but I'm not. I worked till the wee small hours, and then I came home, had shit sleep, and then you came along. What are you doing?
I'm putting my phone on silent.
You should. You should do that before we start recording.
I didn't know. I never know, Paul.
No,
though,
to be fair, you've got me there. I sprung the recording on
you. You like to spring
it on me? Yeah,
like
sorry.
Like a
trap, like a mouse trap.
I'm thinking of like some kind of hefty glass dildo with a spring, a super industrial compressed spring. Come in the room. Whoop, donk, chonk. He's walking out. He's walking off. Ooh, he's walking. Come on, Paul.
Walk out the room.
Let me have a little bit of whimsy with a huge
glass spring attached dildo.
Weapon dildo.
Put my headphones on. Bear with.
Put his headphones back on.
Oh.
Is that enough for a cold open for you, Paul? Chonk.
You had a massive little hissy fit, laugh fit. I did a fake walkout. You went
that wasn't
bong,
even a fake
wobble
walkout.
Or whatever
I didn't
it was.
Even believe it, Paul. I didn't believe it.
Because you're in the way. Even if I wanted to,
you'd have
you
to push
block
me.
My exit.
You'd have to get all physical.
I'm not going
to
get
you'd
physical
get
with
all,
you. I can't.
Shovey shove.
Shovey push push.
Chonk. Whoa, you set off.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. This is the cold open.
You set off the trap. Chonk.
Shut up.
Cheap show time.
Cheap Show. Shh, ooh, shh, quiet. It's Paul's gentle Cheap Show episode where it's cozy and it's lovely and there's no raised voices and there's no whoop ka chonk. There's none of that.
That's
none of that.
That's all behind me now.
You know, well, apparently so. Right up inside you.
It's right in there, tickling the guts.
Hello, everybody. It's Cheap Show. We're a podcast like so many. But this one, why, it's got its own USP. And that USP is we source our content from charity shops, bargain bins, convenience stores, corner shops, Poundlands, bargain bins,
there
jumble sales.
There is no Poundlands. Because you'd be like saying, that's like saying McDonald's is... We also
what's
go
it
to
called? It's called Poundland, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's one chain. Why do we keep giving them free advertising?
Yeah, it's a good point, actually. Why
pound,
do we?
Say pound-based, you should say something like... Pound stores.
Yeah, pound stores. Yeah, even though very few of them actually have a lot in there for a pound anymore.
They don't. But that's why you see, when you take the bus across North London, there's a lot of these places that used to be pound, but then they're pound plus. And then sometimes they have to keep updating the signs, so they're called pound...
Pound plus or pound bonus.
Around a pound.
Around a pound
That's
store.
That's got a ring to it.
That's got I bet there's a store out there called Around About a Pound Store.
What the one near me is called Moomin Land.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
There's Lion King, which is the sort of off-license.
Yeah.
Lion King.
Lion King.
And then there's Moomin Land.
Great store.
Which is like the sort of general store which sells all like shopping trolleys, you know, that kind of store. It's got a phone kiosk in it,
but nothing to do with Moomins at all.
I bought a laundry basket there the other day and I paid cash and the lady said we like cash. She didn't say it like that.
No.
And also
that was one of your best anecdotes, by the way. Remember, we're all going to think about it, best moments of 2024. Remember this when Eli went about how he went to Moomin Land to buy a washing basket.
It was very nice, actually.
Oh,
this is low.
Bound for Moomin Land. This
is, yes.
Yeah.
Moomoo Land, that is.
I know, but I was saying Moomin.
They're saying
that
Moomin.
That was the joke associate, right?
Paul.
That was the point. So thank you for drawing attention to that and making our listenership feel dumb for not knowing it themselves.
Oh, don't start gaslighting me that I'm bad, I'm mean to the listenership.
You're not mean to them, but I think you undervalue them and their intelligence quite vastly. You tell me off camera all the time, don't you? Off mic, sorry. That, you know... Ugh.
How much I hate the stupid idiots who listen to this pod.
Yeah, and you say stupid, you have to lower your comedy levels.
They're dumb minds.
Yeah.
And they're stupid, open
mouth
breathing.
And I say, no, No, they're lovely folk who represent a broad swathe of this and many other countries around the world. And I love them. And they've supported us. And how fucking dare you, Mr. Silverman, talk to them like that when they've kept the roof over your head in some instances for many a year. It's such... So here's me defending you.
No,
me, I
no,
make the I edit it. I do all the marketing. I get us onto the TV when
Paul's
necessary.
Paul's gone nasty, everyone.
Just saying.
Look at this, the projection from you.
It's not projection. I'm sorry, I had to bring this out.
If you were projecting any more, you'd be a character in Cinema Paradiso.
Oh, well done. Wow, if I was projecting any more, they'd have to call me Odeon. Hey,
yeah,
the
something
Odeon.
Like that, maybe.
No, I'm more of an everyman, like our listener who listens to us every single week.
He's off on one, everyone.
Yeah. So I love you, even though if he doesn't,
I love them as well.
He speaks disparagingly of you.
I do not speak disparaging of you.
You do. Apologise to them then.
I'm not apologising for something I don't do.
Apologise to our listeners.
I'm not apologising to the listeners.
That. You should. Some of the things you've said.
What?
And the ones you've pointed out specifically that I won't mention here.
Mouth drooly numpty heads.
Yes, that's what you call them.
The mouth drooly numpty heads.
And I'm like, no, how dare you? How dare you? Do you want to get fired from this podcast, I'd say?
I've got
and I'd
one.
Shake my fist.
I've got another one.
Yeah.
Forehead people.
No, that's not good, is it?
That could be a film.
No.
The forehead people.
So people with foreheads or people with large foreheads?
They're large. Tonk, tonk.
Can't it be they have foreheads and large foreheads?
Hey, the forehead people. Premiering at the cinema next week. The forehead people starring...
What about Bubblegum Dum-Dums? What about that?
The forehead people. And then, you know what they could be? The forehead people could have an encampment. I mean, there could be booby traps.
Yeah.
What kind of traps? Could
big do? Old tits pop out.
No, glass dildos.
No, I'm not having you on a glass dildo.
Get back there.
I'm not
what
doing
do they
it.
Do, though? Come on, Paul. What noise are they, mate?
Shonk.
Shonk. You know the glass dildos.
Right, anyway, we've done enough random
no,
shitty
Paul,
banter.
What, Paul, how dare you? How dare you gaslight me?
It's not gaslighting
you're
when
gaslighting
it's
the audience.
I'm not.
Yes, you are, because you're lying. That I'm mean to them.
I'm limelighting the audience. I'm sharing
mic.
A limelight on your behaviour. Off mic when the real Eli Silverman comes
what
out.
What else do I do?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think of something.
You will make something
I'll
up.
I'll make something up that's proper nasty that you do. Like you go, oh, sometimes no, I'm not actually going to say that. I'm just not going
to. No, I do. I will admit to one thing.
Yeah, you do tributes on Pornhub for the people you like
no,
who follow
I
us.
Do.
You
I
splash your mess
I spunk
all over
into
images.
Broccoli and take it back to the shop.
Do you? That's the best you could come up with right then.
I'm just going with what appears in my mind. Sometimes it's good. A lot of the time it's not
so
good.
So vegetable ejaculate was on your mind right
yeah.
then?
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Oh, I'm getting all sorts of images.
Can we wrap this random shit up now and
I
get on
to
the content,
you
please? What? God, so many people complain about podcasts and how their presenters are wrapped up in their own garbage until they get to the actual content of the episode. And this is it, innit? In a nutshell.
Can I have one question?
Yes. You at the back. You. Black shirt, gold necklace that looks cheap.
It doesn't look cheap. It's silver. This is Thai silver. It's a unique piece.
It's silver, silver.
Why do you always want to attack my necklace? I never attack the way you dress.
You do. You used to call me Giacomo Nonto or whatever it was.
You dress better these days.
I just don't wear fucking plaid shirts.
Yeah, I know you've got this thing
when it
about,
comes down
that's
to.
That's a good one. I don't think I've seen that one before.
My little cactus ones.
He's got a lovely, colourful cactus.
Multicolourful cactus.
Shirt on.
Yeah.
Paul.
The question, yes.
Question I wanted to ask. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's coming up on the show today? See?
The thing I was trying to say for the past 6.5 minutes.
Oh, here we go. Time code.
Do you want that now after all this?
I would like to know.
Chuntering gob nonsense. Today on the podcast, we're having a lighter episode this week. Take some of the edge off. So all we're going to be tackling this week is a trip to the snack palace to see if a interloper can wedge their way through the doors. And... we've got a little crisp taste test, which is, you know, snack palace adjacent, but it's nothing to do with the entry fee into that building.
Well, it's been sent to us.
It has been sent.
It's a bit of a challenge.
And then we'll be wrapping
taste
up.
Taste challenge, Paul.
We'll be wrapping up with one of the most awe-inspiring charity shop showcases I think this show will ever see.
Well, Paul.
I'll be showing you something impossible today.
Oh, is it a magic trick? Oh, I think I got it right because he's like, he was
preparing.
The thing is
it magic when it blows your mind? Is it magic if I break the fabric of your understanding of this universe? Is it magic if I show you something you'll never see before,
well,
that I'll do right in front of you?
Yes. Yeah. If you do achieve all magic? Three of those things,
yeah,
three or four things.
Because I've got something.
If you achieve
which
all
is going
of those,
to blow your mind, which is going to destroy your understanding of the fabric of okay. reality.
Paul is really selling this yeah. hard. He's selling this charity shop showcase hard. Let me just...
Which means it's got to be shit.
Yeah, I just want to remind you, Paul,
yeah.
for it to be considered...
Yeah.
A charity shop showcase.
Yeah.
And for it to avoid the fate of having
yeah.
no place.
Yeah. Because you're the arbiter of that.
It needs two votes, doesn't it?
Well, no.
So it needs the yes vote for me.
All I know is that I know this is going straight in. This is going to get. I just know it.
See?
There's nothing's going to stop me now.
He's gaslighting us again.
I'm not. I'm just saying it's the true matter of fact. Matter of fact.
Yes! Matter of fact! Yes! That's what we all love. Good old spoonerism.
I hate my mouth.
Matter of fact.
I hate my brilliant. Mouth so much.
That really fucked that up, man.
Yeah, no, it was quite
matter
the spoonerism, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mackerel facts.
I'll tell you what.
No, don't. I can't.
I'll tell you
I'm
some
mackerel. You go on a fucking mackerel tangent. I'm not
no, I'll
it.
Tell you. I'll tell you. I'll just say. All I'll say on that point.
Yeah, go on.
Is there are some mackerel facts.
Yeah. Is it something to do with your...
It's some indisputable...
Manchovy, is that what it is? Yeah, okay.
It's indisputable.
Mackerel facts, mackerel facts.
Mackerel facts,
mackerel facts.
Mackerel facts,
mackerel facts. Mackerel facts.
Mackerel facts.
There you go. Right. Let's crack on.
Yeah.
Let's go to Crifttown. Hark. The snack palace shall wait for a moment as we are, and we have been, tasked.
I can't do it. I've had the mood this week.
I know, so I good. So, shall I do it?
Going
shall
weekly
I say?
Was a bad idea with this podcast, wasn't it?
Paul.
It really was, wasn't it?
Paul, come yeah. back to the mic. Come back to the table.
I can't.
Come on.
It's comfy here.
He's lying, leaning back, everyone. Now he's pretending he's...
Chonk.
Anyway, Paul.
Yeah, someone downstairs sneezing.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're one of those ones.
It's the neighbour who thinks we have fights every Monday, which we do, I guess.
My dad goes, yee-haw, when he sneezes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yee-haw, like that.
I was at work the other day having a poo, and it was quiet on a Sunday where I work at the BBC. So usually when I go for a poo, I can be there for as long as I like without being troubled.
Can
what?
I ask?
No peeking.
Do you go... Up a floor,
no,
down
no,
the floor.
No, no, no.
They're on
good.
Your floor.
Yeah. So I was in there the other day, and as I was dropping mustard, I don't know what that means.
Was it nasty yellow and pasty?
No. It was a perfectly solid beast.
Okay, good.
Anyway, as I was sitting there, you know, dropping my leavings, a man came in, and it's fine, you know, a man comes in. He goes in, you hear the zip, and then he was like, he just goes,
oh, he probably has some.
And then I heard like, like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, ugh. Like that, then he just walked off. He washed his hands and then walked off. And I thought, Christ.
He didn't wipe his arse.
No, he was peeing.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pee.
Ooh, he probably has some nasty. Oh, that's not nice.
No, it didn't sound good.
This isn't a funny story.
I wasn't saying it was funny. It was just an observation
Someone,
I made.
Some poor man at the BBC.
Because I tell you what, I have realised, sitting on the toilet sometimes when people coming in and out to piss while you're sitting there. Men do this a lot when they go pee. And they go... like that.
It's relieving.
Yeah, but they're very vocal relief. About it. I'm very silent when I pee.
I'm quite vocal.
I'm not.
Not in public.
No.
I modify my behaviour when I'm around other
Been
people.
About 2 minutes. We can wrap up.
Now. No. Was that your story? God.
It wasn't really a story.
It wasn't really a story.
Tales from the plot floor. It wasn't like that,
plot
you know?
Floor.
No, it wasn't. It was just an observation.
Tales from the plot floor.
We're not inviting that. I don't want to have a list of people emailing us about their toilet stories. thecheapshow@gmail.com. Anyway.
I thought that was where it was going.
No, I was just saying it was an observation. I was having a poo and this man seemed to have had a very, very painful piss.
I've just, Paul.
And it came out sounding like an asping snake.
It was little bursts. Well, yeah. That's what you've got to look forward to. Old age, it all starts to go, doesn't it?
Well, I didn't know what he looked like. I can't speak for his age.
Like, you know what? I saw the other day, nighttime weeing.
Yeah.
It's increasing in younger men.
Why?
They don't know because of sort of the internet, they think. There's all these reasons. But You know, nocturnal micturation, I think they call it.
Do you know what I heard about this week? So every now and then, very rarely, but every now and then, my cat comes in and then starts zooming about the house for no reason. And I'm like, why are you zooming inside the house? You've just been outside. But he'll run around darting really quick as far as he can go in the space, running around. Then he hides under something.
Right.
And I was like, all right.
Scared.
Oh, what? No. I looked it up. Oh, where was it? Oh, I don't know, but it was something called rectal euphoria. And it's a thing that certain cats get, that when they have a big poo, it stimulates a nerve in their bottom, which kind of gets them going. So they come and then they run around and they go, and they burn off all the excitement the poo's given them. And then I was like, some humans have that as well. And I was like, yeah, sometimes I've had a poo and I've been like, yeah, fucking yeah, I'm going to take on the world, me. You never had that?
No.
You've never had a poo and it's like kind of giving you a bum
old tingle?
I've been
glad. I've had relief. I feel relief.
But you've never been like an arsehole stimulation where afterwards you've gone, fucking hey, come on.
No, never.
Let's go golfing or something. I don't know.
Golfing?
Couldn't
what
think of it.
What turned you to Jimmy Tarbuck?
Yeah. Ho-ho. Plop. Ho-ho. Like that. I go for Jimmy Tarplops.
Yeah, great, Paul. But yeah, nighttime micturation.
Pooh's Forsyths.
It's because people are up playing games or on the internet and they drink. You shouldn't drink a load of water at night.
But they're all drinking energy drinks, aren't they? Because they're the young dudes.
But it used to be much more old men were affected by it.
Anyway, rectal euphoria.
That is a good name for it.
I think if I got it right, but that's what it does.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
it can mean other things for cats as well when they do that, but one of them was the rectal euphoria.
We're in danger of stepping on Joe Rogan's literal stand-up here, but...
Really?
It must be related to the fact that you can get someone to... Or a donkey...
Hello?
You can get someone to... A man to come by just putting... Stimulating his rectal... the prostate or whatever, you know.
Well, there is only one.
So that's what I'm thinking. Is it something like that? Is it something where there's...
Maybe.
There's a gland or something.
I'd have to re-look at the email, but I don't have the time for that now because we weren't meant
to be
talking about...
It's not like he ejaculates. It's not like the cat comes in, rushes around, then goes...
No, it's kind of like it gets a shot of energy from it or a shot of whatever and it just has to burn it off. And it can happen in some humans.
By the way, Paul, now that we're talking about...
After a particularly yawning poo.
Yawning poo?
Yeah, you know, it really opens you... Oh, it really opens you up like that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, a nice, big, yawning, girthy delivery.
Hang on.
This shouldn't be...
Whilst we're talking about this, I just need to mention one thing.
Yeah.
Okay, no, they're two things. They're two very quick things.
Go on. They have to be.
I've realised the Randy dog.
Yeah.
And the horny dog. They're twins and they're both working the yard.
Wait, hang on. Randy dog is horny dog.
No, that's what I thought.
Well, that's because they are.
No, they're two different dogs. They're twin dogs.
Twin dogs.
They're twin dogs.
That ejaculate a lot.
You notice.
Hate this. For 9 years, I've been trying to get this podcast taken seriously. Some kind of respectful.
Oh, here we go.
You know, some
here
kind
we
of
go.
Respectful.
You love the Randy dog and the horny dog. Anyway, it's two dogs. That's the end of that point.
Right, great. Two dogs.
Second point.
Like a bad Alco Pops, isn't it? Two dogs.
Okay, talking about mackerel facts, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what the fact that comes before everything else, the salient mackerel fact of all time?
The
alpha fact.
Go on.
My knob smells of fish.
And you wonder why we don't get nominated for Independent Podcast Awards.
Oh, fuck off! You said that was corrupt!
Shh. Right, next. Well, you know what? It's been 7 minutes. I'm just going to end this and call it a segment.
All right, call it a segment.
It's a segment!
One thing, Paul.
No, I just said we're going to get straight into it. No more fucking chuntering asides. Pocket it. Put a pin in it. You've got nothing to give now.
I have something
you
very
have
good.
Nothing to... No, okay, let me rephrase it. I don't want you to give anything right now. There's a subtle difference, and that subtle difference is my abject hatred of your constant fucking mouth garbage. So calm it. Let me read this fucking letter. Thank you.
Fucking hell.
Got this message.
Is everyone enjoying themselves?
From Rob in Ireland. Hello, Rob in Ireland. Hey, tiddly tiddly. That's one's for you.
Robin Island.
Robin Island. Not Robin Island.
His father was John Island.
No. Rob.
Mary and John Island.
Who lives within the boundaries of Ireland.
Who's someone is stealing from Ireland. Robin Island. Are they Robin Island? Are they some kind of sex worker in Ireland?
I'm just going to let him talk for a bit and then cut this out.
The thing I wanted to say before was...
Cunt, you fucking cunt. You fucking bastard.
Was segment Freud. Ha ha! That's what you call the new segment.
Hello, tell me about your segment.
It's about my penis. It smells of fish.
Yeah, well, this goes back to what I was thinking about this for you. Well, I think you struggle to be an intelligent match for your co-host, and so you overcompensate by pure grottage from it and your penis, the tiny peepee. We know
the tiny peepee.
The tiny peepee. You get it up. I hate this. I'm not doing this. Just decide I'm not doing this. I'm just thinking this through. I'm not interested. It's now
read the
2 minutes.
Fucking read it then from Robin Island. Mr. Island, hello.
All right, okay. This is a purely texture-based challenge. So this came in a little baggie with 2 packets of crisps. We'll tell you what they are as the letter goes on.
But clue is in the nationality, isn't
it? Yeah, true. Tato have...
Oh, well, there we go.
Tato have produced a crisp version of their excellent Mighty Munch snack. And then there's a little parenthesis just next to it that leads me to this sentence that says, I have never heard anyone call these crisps by their official name. They were called Monster Munch until Walkers came to Ireland in the 90s, and then Tato had to change the name to Mighty Munch, which is either a legal thing or for marketing reasons. However, everyone over here still calls them Monster Munch snacks.
How funny.
And they are the same as Monster Munch as we know them.
Well, the format is the same.
Yeah. I have included both here and would be interested to hear your views regarding the relative merits of each of the conveyance of the hot and spicy flavour. Does one deliver more amplitude, etc.? Thank you for the fantastic podcast, Robin Island.
Thank you very much, Rob.
And we have them here.
I didn't know anything about this, and I didn't know that they were called that. See, it piques my interest, Paul.
Yeah.
Because I'm always interested in things. I know there's a name for this. There's a term for this.
Yeah.
Where a brand name becomes the name of the generic object, like Hoover, Kleenex,
etc. Yeah.
Yes. And that seems to be a similar effect here, isn't it? It becomes, but it's not exactly the same as that, but it's like they must have based their original Mighty Munch. Is it Mighty Munch?
The Tato Monster Munch equivalent are called Mighty Munch. However, before the 90s, they were branded as Monster Munch.
Right, and they're still known as Monster Munch there, yeah.
Colloquially, but yes.
They must have nicked Monster Munch when it was like 2 separate countries. It's like...
We'd have to look into the history of it, and I don't want it.
It's like Turkish Star Wars or Turkish Spider-Man.
I guess.
You see what I mean? There's places where they just don't care about Western copyright. And it must have been a similar thing.
Or it didn't matter in Ireland.
It didn't matter, yeah.
So they could just release something similar, call it something similar. It was out of the jurisdiction
of
whatever.
Call it the same thing.
Because Monster Munch was what? Originally Smith's? Or was it originally...
I think it was Smith's, wasn't it? Yeah.
Everything got bought by Walker, Lay's eventually anyway. So.
Which is Pepsi, you know that.
Yeah, and you always bring that up. That's why I know that. Because you say it every...
Well...
Every time.
We just need to lay out the foundation.
So we have here Mighty Munch hot and spicy flavour. For those in the UK who know what a Monster Munch is, you know what a Monster Munch is. But for the rest of the world, it is a puffed maize snack that has a lot of bite to it. And each shape of this snack is kind of like, it's meant to be a paw, isn't it?
It's a monster's hand, yes.
Or a claw. There's debate about that, about whether it's meant to be, you know, like
a hand.
A monster upside down with its...
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, that's...
Weren't there more than one shape, though? There were more than one shape.
They were always that.
Just that one shape,
yeah.
The claw shape. Okay. I want to, because I remember, and I want to know if it's a Mandela effect thing or whatever, that there was a hot version of British Monster Munch, whatever.
Okay, you look that up while I crack on with this. So,
hang on.
No.
I'm doing a voice search.
Just type it.
It's easier. Voice search works better as well. Did there used to be a hot flavoured, chilli flavour of Monster Munch in the UK? It needs to know it's a question. Yes. Monster Munch used to have a hot flavoured chili flavour called Flamin' Hot. You were right.
Yeah, I said that.
But I thought flame, because they can't use that.
It was in the red packet.
That was before, obviously, the Cheetos Flamin' Hot has become a trademark brand in its own, right?
It all gets muddy at that point. But effectively, there was Flamin' Hot, beef, and pickled onion.
Yeah, but they've dropped the Flamin' Hot, haven't they? It was a particularly poor, that horrible sweet chili flavour. That's what I'm hoping these don't have. You know, that artificial Doritos chili heat wave sort of sweetness?
No, it's not like that. In fact, when you smell this... You will find... In fact, let me just get into this very quickly. So, that's the original flavour, hot and spicy Mighty Munch. But now, they've brought out the exact same flavour profile for their regular potato crisps. So, it's Mighty Munch flavoured crisps, and in this instance, hot and spicy. So, does this mean to say Mighty Munch are only in hot and spicy flavour?
I've got it. I've got the Wikipedia page open.
Go on, then.
So, just on that first point about Monster Munch in the UK, original Monster Munch, whatever you want to call it, in March 2024, the Flaming Hot flavour, so that's this year, so it's been going, was renamed, and this is a much more accurate description of the flavour in my view, to sweet and spicy Flamin' Hot.
Interesting.
Do you see? It's that sweetness.
It has got a sweetness to it.
Which they don't. They used to not want to mention that. But no. Now it's like a selling point because of Thai sweet chili and sriracha, which is a sweet sauce.
So what does
sauce.
It say about Mighty Munch then or whatever?
Hang on. It's got Tato Monster Munch Ireland here. Do you want me to look at
that article? Yeah, do.
In Ireland, the major potato crisp and corn snack brand, Tato, made a spicy-flavoured corn snack with the same name. Yep, it was always spicy.
Okay.
It was always spicy. So, yeah. Upon the movement of Walkers into the Irish market in the 90s, this is exactly what Rob said, the name Monster Munch was purchased from Tato. So they had to buy it off them.
Oh, that's interesting. And then they said, all right, well, then we'll call it Monster Munch and you give us a big check and you can call yours Monster Munch.
No, no.
You will call our Mighty Munch if you give us a load of money.
Yeah.
Okay,
they didn't have to change it. They could keep calling it Monster Munch if they liked.
Oh, fair enough.
But they got the payout. From Walkers.
Probably.
Get some of that Pepsi dollar.
Yeah, probably made
Pepsi.
Sense.
I put a big bit of Pepsi. Make potato crisps. Piff, puff, piff, piff, piff.
Yeah,
make hot spicy
Pepe.
Pepe owns all. Thereafter, Tato changed the name of their snack to Mighty Munch.
So that makes sense then when it now says Mighty Munch flavoured crisp because the only flavour is hot and spicy.
That's the one flavour.
So have a huff. It's open at the top by accident because when I took the letter off, it was stapled on.
That's very much that sweet. I'm getting that sweetness.
It's the same. It's the same as Flaming Hot Monster Munch to me to the nose.
Right.
Exactly the same.
And you're opening the real crisp.
Except I'm opening the real crisp and there's a bigger potato huff on top of that
Well,
spicy.
That's because they are potato and these are corn.
Yes. No, I know. But what I'm
and
saying
there's more,
is...
There's more, definitely more odour to potato crisp than... There is a corn odor to corn based crisp.
Yeah,
you know
it overwhelms the flavorless puffed maize flavor. Yeah. Whereas the potatoes of this
it's got much
is
more.
Much more mingled in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try the potato first.
And I'm going to try these. They look very much like a Monster Munch claw.
I wonder if the texture's the same.
No, not as good.
All right, let's swap.
And then we'll talk.
Flavoring's all right.
All right, I'm going to try this one. Now I'm eating the puffed one.
And I'm going to try the potato crisp one. Potatoes crisps, their actual potato crisps are great, as we all know. You know, the texture isn't quite there on those.
I think it's just as good.
It's not as
aerated. I know what you mean. It's got
Thank
more
Thank you very much, because that's exactly aeration. What I was just... That's exactly what I was going to try to describe. The bubbles, so to speak,
on
real Monster Munch are larger. The air pockets are bigger within the...
More like crystalline almost.
Yes, and it gives it more of a crunch that is missing there.
Saying that, though...
That's softer. They're not bad, but
I like the
not,
density of these.
Yeah, they're a little bit denser and softer, aren't they?
Not softer. There's definitely a crunch there. I just think the density is quite nice.
It doesn't speak...
No, it doesn't have that fucking big upfront punch
crunch.
In the gob of a Monster Munch.
Yeah, that almost could rip your soft palate.
But the question here is, which one delivers the hot and spicy flavour better?
I haven't tried these yet.
Go on then.
We've been talking.
He's going in, nibbly knob, nibbly knob.
I like those more.
I think I agree.
I like the potato chips
more. Absolutely nothing, honestly, nothing wrong with Mighty Munch hot and spicy.
No.
Really lovely snack. Nice texture, nice flavour if you like that kind of thing.
It is very much on the sweet side, the sweet chilli. Not much of a real kick.
No, but that's fine. I'm used to that. That's what I expect. However, the delivery system of the flavour with the potato crunch kind of takes the edge off that sweetness somewhat. And gives it a more umami-ish level of flavour.
You're absolutely right. There's more umami. Amplitude, though, in terms of sort of like a unified sort of flavour whole, is probably better with the actual Monster Munch ones. But that definitely has a different flavour. It's that potato umami flavour.
You know, in this case, I would argue this is like a no-score draw. This is like, no one wins, no one loses. They're both nice flavour profiles. They both have enough flavour and texture within their separate forms to be perfectly edible and nice.
To be... honest, I think the flavour's nicer than the actual Monster Munch.
It seems a little bit... I mean, I would argue maybe the Monster Munch Flaming Hot is sweeter. Just
it's sweeter and a bit more artificial.
Tomato-y almost.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you're looking for which one's best, I think A, it's going to be a personal preference, and B, I don't think it matters in this case.
Really
it's
hard.
It's not like the pickled onion Monster Munch potato crisp thing we did at Garden's
which
Golden...
Which were an aberration. They were terrible.
That was the Gannon's Golden Quest thing, wasn't it?
That was when we found the geocache. That was that episode,
That was a good episode, that.
It was a walkabout in Epping Forest, wasn't it, with...
Ethan.
Ethan Lawrence.
Who's being on our live show, October 19th, Saturday. 1 p.m.
Ready to go.
Yeah, well, it's coming together. Need to sort that out fucking soon. So, in a nutshell, no score draw. Lovely crisp.
I personally prefer the potato crisps, but they're so good at that, Tato, aren't they?
Yeah, they are
quite so good.
Good.
Their crisps
profile.
Are so nice. And they're just a great company. And I think very much the equal of Walkers.
Yeah.
Aren't they, really?
Yeah,
I haven't had any, ever had a Tato flavour that I thought, I don't like that.
No. This is the thing. They're kind of like, what's the phrase I'm looking for? But you know, like, they're a big fish in a small pond in many respects with Ireland, and they just rule the roost there.
But they do export now. You see it in British shops a lot. Yeah.
Used to be a thing stand-ups talked about a lot, because you're always gigging in Ireland. You should really try the Tato. And
yeah, but
everyone's
now it's
favourite stand-up is their flavourite craver. Flavourite craver. Cravy flavour. I can't fucking say it. Favourite flavour. It's pickled on you. I've given up. Anyway, Robin Ireland, no score draw. Thank you very much. What a lovely taste experiment. Ooh, just standing at the bus stop waiting
it's
to...
It's getting cold.
Yeah, it's getting cold this time of year.
Is the toot-toot man coming?
Yeah, it's coming soon anyway. Oh. Ding, ding! All aboard for the snack palace. Two, please.
No, we're waiting at the bus stop.
We're
already here. The snack palace is just up there, Paul. We're waiting for the new entrance to arrive on the bus. We're not waiting to get on the bus.
Hang on. I've gotten on the wrong bus, Eli.
I'm off the bus, Paul.
Oh, no, I have to get off the next stop.
Jump off.
Hang on, I'll do the next
jump
stop.
Off the back.
Hang on. Ding, ding.
He's run back. He's running back.
God. I'm sorry. I went off a stop.
Paul, you got on the bus.
Realize,
we were already at the Chris Palace.
I know,
I'm trying to explain to you.
I go
we'll have to wait for the next one. The Chris will come along.
Oh, yeah. All right. So
how long do you think it's going to be?
It's quite regular.
It's every 20 seconds or so.
Something like
isn't
that.
It? Oh, here he is. Ding, ding. Now, come on. Wait, just be nice this
week. I like
week.
It when we don't put sound effects in the show. We just do them.
No, be nice to this packet, Chris.
All right, okay. I wonder who's getting off the bus. All off the snack palace.
Now, come on. Let's see. What have we got here? Hello. Hello there, who are you? Hello.
My name is Roast Chicken with mayonnaise sauce, Walkers limited edition. Nim, nom, nom, nom,
oh,
nom.
You are very interesting, aren't you?
I just want to go in the snack
palace. Well, yes, we want you to go in the snack palace as well.
I've heard all about it. I want to work with the towels.
Nim, okay, definitely work with the towels.
You shouldn't have done this for us.
You're going to have to keep it up now, though, Paul. Your friends? I don't want to keep calling you chicken sandwich flavoured.
Roast chicken sandwich with mayonnaise.
Yes, with Heinz mayonnaise. Now, didn't we... Well, you've got a little brother and sister, don't you?
A couple of weeks ago, you saw a cheesy beanie.
Cheesy bean toasty.
And then you saw the other
what
one.
What was the other one?
The saucy.
Oh, the sausage sandwich and tomato ketchup. Yes, it's part of the Heinz Walker's crossover.
One of them got in. I don't remember it.
I can't do that voice. It's fucking...
You can do it. Stop trying to force it. Just relax into it, Paul.
Howie Mandel did a really good job at Gizmo. Just an animal from Muppet Babies.
Just
that's
relax.
What I'm to do
just
here.
Relax a bit, okay? Stop trying to force it. Yeah, there you go.
I just wanted to join the snack palace. Which one of my brothers got in?
It was the one we liked because we didn't actually do official snack palace.
No,
Paul,
it happened
did we?
Off camera, that one, didn't it?
But we did put in... We put in.
We dropped them off at the snack palace and we drove on. So which one got in? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. Cheese toasty with beans.
Oh, yeah, no, fair enough.
That got right in.
And there was too much tomato in that sausage one to get
it was
qualify.
A bit tangy, it wasn't great. Now.
Yeah, that's what I want to have a go myself.
Right, and I do, your brother.
Yeah, how did he get on?
Look, he's here, I just...
Give him a shout, he's in that window, I see him.
Yeah.
He's in there.
Hello! Roast chicken... Sandwich with mayonnaise, how you doing? Are they treating you all right down there?
Who are you talking to?
The crisps, my brother, the crisps, you twat.
He's
who else am
that.
I fucking talking to?
What are you doing? What's this you're doing?
I'm cheese toast.
What do you mean? What are you doing a character or something? Why? You're just tasting crisps.
Just play the window. I'm out
what
the
are you
window.
Doing? I'm confused. Eli, no, see, Eli, what are you doing? We're just eating crisps here. What are you doing? You're doing a character or something. What's going on?
Paul.
Yeah? What's going on right now?
Now, shut the window, will you?
Oh, shut the window. I'll go back to work on the towels.
Yeah, there he goes, Paul. Now,
so he got in.
Now you. You see, your brother's doing well. You saw he was doing well. He wasn't in the towel mine, so he's not being worked hard. So, you, mate, we're going to taste you. Then you can see if you can get into the snack palace.
Okay, here we go.
Open yourself up. Slowly.
Oh, yeah.
Get a jiggle and a jostle. Get the dust on a jistle and a jostle-ating. Give it a little jostle.
Mate, this is weird. They're doing this, getting the Chris perform sex shows for us.
Yeah, open up the fucking hole. Open up your fucking juicy flap. Yeah. Oh, have a huff on that, Paul.
Oh, it does smell like a chicken sandwich. I'll say that for it.
It does.
How funny.
I've got a distinct opinion about these.
All right, I'm going to open it. You don't mind if I peek in, do you, and have a little nibble of your wares?
Oh, no.
Good.
Here we go.
I don't need to taste these again.
All right, I'm going to have one.
They've replicated chicken sandwich somehow, which is weird. It's chicken and mayonnaise sort of taste.
I really like that. I don't know what it is. If I was going to be offered a chicken-flavoured crisp or that, that's better. I like the mayo-y part of it, where it kind of comes creamy.
Yeah.
Just give it... Oh, I actually really like these.
I think you'll find I had exactly the same reaction to you, Paul. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, this is like an improved chicken, roast chicken flavoured crisp.
Yeah.
But I tired of them and I wasn't able to even to finish a multi-pack. They all come in multi-packs, these, don't they? They're only multi-packs, limited edition. But I wasn't able to finish it.
You mean the pack itself? Just one pack.
I couldn't finish a whole pack.
I can see that. I think it might be a bit.
It's nice at first, but then it doesn't really keep going, the niceness. Do you know what I mean?
I'm quite a fan of these. I mean,
okay. You've got a whole six packets of them to go. So.
I mean, I would have to work my way through this pack and see how I felt at the end. But just for a couple of dips, I like this, Chris. So it might be my favourite of the three.
Is there room in the...
In the snack palace?
In the cheese toasty beans where they're staying, is there room that we can put them in the same bed? It saves on towels.
If he's going in the snack palace, then he has to share a room with cheesy beans.
Oh, did he get in?
No. Yeah, no, he got in. He's coming up to you now.
Oh, I'm so excited. Go on.
Well done, mate.
Oh.
Why are you rubbing your groin when you did that? What's that about, mate? No, seriously, what was that about? That was weird. Even for you.
I'm not... What do you mean? I'm just getting to the character, the Chris brother.
So, they're brothers, and yet he still rubs his cock.
There's
as
something
he's coming
going
in.
On there.
I think you need to carefully consider where this idea could go and see if that's something you really want to commit to. Do you want to go with incest Chris brothers?
Incest Chris brothers!
Right, okay.
Fine.
Chunk!
Hang on.
Oh, who's that?
Hello?
Who is it, Paul?
It's... the local council.
The local council, what, for the snack palace out here in the desert?
Apparently, they've sent someone along to check the safety of the towel mines.
Oh.
They didn't tell me they were coming today.
Hang on, wait.
Yeah, 1 sec, yeah.
Tell him we're not here.
No, he's coming next week to fix that. They've had rumours of we've been covering up accidents in the mine and maybe disposing of bodies.
Well, we have.
Yeah, but they want to go down there and look.
Shh, don't. There's crisps nearby. There's crisps hauling towels nearby.
But if they go into the napkin caverns, they'll see where we've stashed all the bodies.
The napkin caverns.
The napkin caverns is where we've put the bodies.
I know.
It's an offlet path from the towel mines.
We'll just have to wait in an ambush here.
Hang on, 1 sec.
How many people are coming and when? Margaret Fisher from the head of safety.
Margaret Fisher.
Alistair Crowley.
Alistair Crowley is a... in charge of structural integrity.
There's just the two of them. Then.
One's in charge of safety, one's in charge of structural integrity. Just give us
half an hour. Fine. And we'll meet you there. Meet you there. And you could just... Are you coming alone or are you bringing anyone? Like police or something? No, they're just coming alone.
Don't be obvious.
Right. All right, we'll see you later then. We'll see you there. And we'll take him to...
We'll kill him. We'll put them in the napkin caves.
Napkin caves?
Nat King Cole, Nat King Cole.
It's not Nat King Cole.
Oh, that's what you mine in the napkin caves. Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole's napkin caves. All right. Yeah, just give us half an hour then. We'll meet you there. Right, we're going to meet them there. If I can take him down to the Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole. Bye.
Alligator data.
Crocodile profile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, you just threw it at me. That was not bad on the spot.
It's related to mackerel facts.
Right.
So I want fish or something aquatic at least. And then... Cod migration information.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I know, that got him. Because now he's trying to think of one, everyone. It's very hard.
I'm thinking. You give me time. Give me time.
We all know the salient mackerel fact, though.
Mackerel fact. Mackerel fact. Mackerel fact. What?
I had a little song brewing in my head.
Go on, because I've got one.
Go in the room. Go in the room. Who's in the room?
This is very close to Bill Donut territory, just so
What's
you know.
What's in the room? There's a trap in the room. What noise does the trap make?
Chong.
Yes!
Stop it. Sit down. Sprat data.
Sprat data. Sprat That's data. Very good, yes.
Thank you. Sprat data. Sprat data.
Very good. Well done.
Dum da dum da tom ta tom ta tiddly tom ta tom. Oh, in mother's special box, she has all her special toys. She won't look in, play with them. It's not for naughty boys. And then one day I slipped my hand in. What did I go? I grabbed a great big vibrating electric dilly do. Oh, a dilly do, a dilly day, a dilly do, a dilly do, a dilly dom, a dilly day, a dilly die do day do.
A tinkle 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 tinkle. And then the glass dildo, the glass. Dildo is no more.
The end of Bill Donut's very brief return to the podcast. Right, so, hey, look, you know what it's time for? It's time for the...
It is the charity shop, did a little showcase. It's the one place where you can show your stuff. Come and come and come, come on, come to the charity shop, we'll showcase.
Check it out. I'm Jimmy Jim, Jimmy Jim, Jim Pavarotti. I'm the Jimmy and Pavarotti Jim Tommy. I've got a Jim Tommy army, and I've got Pavarotti.
It's the charity shop, a little showcase. It's the one place where you can show your stuff.
This, I really
want to use that music every time.
Yeah, because it was made for us by Noiseland, who, get this, is going to release all of the songs he's made for Cheap Show to date, including the beginning title theme, so you can get it on Spotify or Bandcamp and whatnot. He's going to release it as a little EP. That's fun. It's coming in a few weeks. It's exciting. But no, it is time for the Charity Shop Showcase, where one of us buys something from a charity shop which catches our attention, does maybe fit the remit of another segment, and is something we can show off and go, cool blimey, what an amazing thing that is.
And colloquially, we do go for slightly higher priced items than we normally talk about.
Yes, something
because, you
that's
know, it's
worth
cheap
it.
Show. It's cheap show, Paul.
It is.
It's cheap show, and we need to be,
but
we
even
need to
so,
be clear. We need to be clear.
Even
we need to
so,
be close to that message. We need to be on board with the message of things being cheap. But for this very one segment, for this little time, we get some breathing room. Get a little
nattering list. Twat. Just shut up. You're only interested in hearing the sound of your own voice half the time, and I'm getting tired of it. I've got salient things to talk about,
Ooh.
Important things,
Ooh.
Mind-altering things, because what I've got today is nothing short of a miracle. My charity shop showcase, Mr. Silverman, is the best thing
I'll be the judge
I've
of that.
Ever seen, and I can't believe I just bought it in a charity shop. I genuinely can't believe I bought this in a charity shop because it could change how we live.
Can we explain the segment to everyone?
I just
please?
Did. We buy something a little bit better and it's something
no, you
to
didn't.
Show off.
No,
I did.
You did not.
I did.
It's
you weren't
a competition.
Listening because you were too busy in your head.
No,
going,
no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
You're
Paul.
Doing that. You're
you were too busy
head.
Being angry, and anger is just sadness.
You're ruining
directed
my big
outside.
Lead up to this. Shut up.
How?
Shut up.
No, you didn't explain the system of the
it's
game.
It's a showcase. It's something from a charity shop,
yes,
which is
but
better.
We decide whether it goes in or not, and there's a binary, don't we?
Yeah, but you said that earlier in the show,
didn't
you? Didn't
say that.
You did.
We need to make that clear now. I will be deciding,
remember
everybody.
Remember you said the no place thing and we brought it up and I mentioned it.
Whether
so
it's a showcase
it
or has
before,
no place.
Which shows you don't listen to yourself half the time
no,
either.
No, that was
this
hours
just,
ago.
This is just, well, is it?
We
was
should bring it,
not
it up
for the
again.
Listener. Not for the listener.
We should bring it up again at the beginning of the segment. It's only good, it's good and hygienic and clean. Like my balls.
Worth it, wasn't it? Worth it, wasn't it? Was it worth it? Worth it? Was
wasn't it?
It? Yes.
Was it?
Was it?
Yes. Wasn't it?
It
yes.
was worth it.
Was
it worth it?
Hang
yes,
on.
It was.
Hang on, Paul.
Yeah.
The crow's flying and it's got a little message tied to its leg.
Car.
Shuffle, shuffle. Oh, it's a little message. It says, the fish.
5 minutes and we're just getting into it.
I've got nothing now, Paul. You've
Mr.
You've,
Silverman.
You, your attitude has made me not funny.
I was building up to this and you just interrupted me with pap and slap-lipped nonsense. So, I'm going to do it again. Mr. Silverman, what you're about to see on this podcast, on something that no other podcast has ever done, is change the laws of physics. What I've got here
is nothing short of miracle in a box.
I'll be a judge of that.
And I'm going to hand it to Eli now. It's a little
box. Oh, am I allowed to open it myself?
Yeah, it's a little black cardboard box with a treat inside.
It's a flat cardboard
box. I want you to tell
box.
Everyone the miracle of what's inside.
Oh, it looks like something that is sprung like a trap.
No, no, nothing like that, honestly. You can check inside
really?
Of it. Yeah.
It feels sprung.
It's just because it's not been put back in the box because I was
I
testing
feel like
it.
It's going to...
No, honestly.
Are you double bluffing me?
Not today, no, as you'll soon find out in the course of time.
Okay.
You can turn it upside down, have a look at the other side, just out of interest. Maybe that'll give you a clue.
Ooh. Invisibility cloak.
Mr. Silverman, I have brought you a real functioning invisibility cloak.
Amazing.
It turns you invisible.
There's a hole, a circular hole in the top of the box.
Yeah.
It says invisibility cloak
in gold.
Classy
on black.
Gold.
So that's how we know this is a top drawer entertainment item.
And there's cloth. Shall I pull it through the
no,
hole?
No, you can open it normal. Just open it at the side.
Open
it's fine.
Open it at the side normally.
But you
can
reveal.
See you spent £5 on this.
£5 down from what, Mr. Silverman?
Down from 10.
So
it's a 50%
again,
reduction.
I am look, an invisibility cloak for £5.
That's pretty good.
I could rob
if
banks.
It works, I'd pay more than £5 for that.
I could.
If it actually was
it
able.
It does. It works. It must do. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to sell it, would they?
If you were able to.
What?
This is, seems to have an inside which is green. Oh, it's green screen. Isn't
no,
it?
No, no. It's a real. You put it on, and
it's
I guarantee you won't be able to see it. Put it on, and you'll disappear.
Which side? With the green side out?
Stand
it's
up.
Green
stand
on
up.
One side and sort of blue.
Velveteen
blue
kind of
pattern.
Like a tie dye kind of almost.
Almost,
thing.
But no, they're geometrical shapes.
Yeah.
There's a print on one side.
Anyway,
so
it's
which,
a cloak. You can put
which
it on.
It should be on the outside.
You put it on. There's a top to it. It kind of goes over your head like a right. kind of cape. So it goes over your shoulders. Yeah, look, see? He's putting it on now, I think. No, there's no arms for it. You just rest it on your shoulders. Do you not have to know, put a cape on? There you go. Oh, where's he gone? Eli, are you there? Where's he gone? Eli. Ladies and gentlemen, I can only say that it works. It must work. He's invisible.
It's
I can't...
Harry Potter.
Oh, who said that?
It's...
who said that, everyone?
This isn't going in the fucking showcase, man. This is shit.
Maybe
the Harry Potter thing has put me right off.
Yeah,
it
it's
as
a
well.
Harry Potter piece of shit.
It's
but
a piece of shit.
Can I tell you though why this exceeds your feelings about it right now? Can I?
Sure.
Because this comes with an app. When you buy this, you get a little bit of paper and it says, "Oh look, how to turn yourself
something.
Invisible."
Oh, it's got a catch on it.
Yeah, you can pack catch it on. Right, hang on.
I need
so I had to download this app. This is how it works. There's a camera and it's got an app. And basically, don't touch it.
You put the green on outside though, right?
Yeah, let me show you.
Screen
so
screen.
It comes with an app and then you have to set your scene. So I have to now frame this in a background where there's nothing moving, right? So I have to basically take a still frame. And then there's a video or photograph option. So I can make a little video of myself. So I'm just going to reach in because I can't be in the shot when I press this button.
Can't you do it live? On the cat, so when you look at the camera, you don't appear.
You're going to see now. So watch. So all I'm going to do is just press the video button and it's going to just capture this background, which is just my fireplace in the flat I'm in.
Ready?
Okay. And now I'm going to record. Okay, watch this. Eli, tell him what's happening.
So he's got into the... I'm looking at the phone and he's holding up the sheet.
But what side am I holding?
He's holding up the... Not the green side.
Yeah.
And then he's going to... He's doing a little dance for us.
I'm going to turn it around.
And he's turning around and he's disappearing.
What's this?
Oh, look at that. Oh, no, it's flashing.
Because it only records 20 seconds. I should have gotten to it quicker. Here we go. Right, ready? I'm going to do it quicker. Ladies and gentlemen, watch me disappear with this real invisible sheet. Watch this. Oh,
yeah, it's a video effect that goes. His head's floating now. I can see your head because it's poking up. It's over now.
Doing it on the video.
How do you think you did there, Paul?
Look at that. Yeah, saving media raw. I'm saving that. Saved it.
Mm.
Do you want to have a go? Do you want to have a little go? Do you want to go invisible, Mr. Silverman? Go
all
on.
Right, all right then.
Go on. Here we go. Here's the cloak. Okay. I'm going to set it up again. Right, okay. Go. He's coming into shot. There he is. Look at him. Oh, he's dancing with the little blue sheet. But watch, within tricks. Oh, no, he's kind of in, he's still in shot and it's weird. I can see you now on top of that. That's very strange. That's a fucking nightmare. I don't like this at all. Stop this. Stop this. Saving media. So there we go. Mr. Silverman, for the measly cost of a £5 note, a swift beep on a card against Twixt Machine, I have got invisibility. The powers, mate. The powers I have. The powers.
I don't like it.
Sneaking into panks. Banks. sneaking into banks. And then robbing. And
you
putting
couldn't
on the
do that,
thing.
Though, could you?
I could. Yeah, as long as I carry
it. Only on the phone?
No, I just...
You show them the phone?
You say, hold this. I say to them, hold this, security guard at the bank. Hold this and look at me. And then I go in, I go, woo-woo, and I rob some money and they don't see it. And they don't see me. So there you go, an invisible cloak, £5, the most amazing thing in the world. It has to be. It has to go in.
Paul.
It's going in.
You know why I don't like it?
It's going in, isn't it? It's got a place
in
the showcase.
It doesn't have a place.
It fucking does. It's
you can
magic.
You can start your own showcase.
It's a magic show.
It's not that good.
It's magic.
It's not that good. And you know what also I don't like about it?
Magic. It's going in.
I don't
in.
Like things that you need an app it's that will disappear.
In.
So it's making the whole resources useless.
No,
okay, that's one thing.
It's a real magic
Do you think that
sheet.
App will be supported forever?
Yeah, probably.
Is that app just for that one product?
Yeah.
That's never going to stay.
Yeah, but I'm invisible and I can be invisible.
No,
and
so
I have powers.
That. That's horrible waste of resources.
I'll break into your house at night and I'll mug you.
And the other thing...
And I'll say, hold my phone first and hold it up and then I'll do the thing and then I'll let you. And you'll be like, who did that?
And the other thing...
Yeah.
It's great for kids to learn about video effects and how it's all done and
yeah,
all of this
green
stuff.
Green screen, chroma key and all
technology.
That stuff. Yeah.
Why? But you just make sure that Warner Brothers and fucking J.K. Rowling get some money for that.
Well, they
did.
The charity shop. Learning. The charity shop got
yes,
it in this case.
Yes, I know.
Case.
I'm not saying... But you know what I'm getting at.
So
I'm talking about the product
itself.
Some
good has come from evil.
I'm talking about the product itself.
Yeah.
It's cynically corporatized toy that has a shelf life as long as the app and just makes money for them out of something that should be wonderful. You're like, right, it should be a wonderful thing. But it's just, it's totally trademarked with this fucking poison.
I'm not here no more.
That is their corporate thing.
Doesn't matter.
He's put the thing over his head.
I'm not here no more. He doesn't know I'm here.
He looks like a green thing now.
Whoa.
Looks like the green man.
Who's saying this? You don't know because I'm invisible, don't you?
I do know. It's you, Paul.
Who's this?
I'm sorry. I just have to go with my heart, Paul.
Your heart says wrong. You're wrong.
It's not, it doesn't have a place.
And this is the greatest.
It
greatest.
Wasn't. Why did you really? Did it bring you genuine joy?
Look how invisible I am right now.
Look,
I'm invisible as a ghost.
I'm taking a photo of you.
Look, I'm invisible as a ghost. I'm hidden from the human eye. Eli can't see me. I'm giving him the bird right now, and he don't fucking know. That's how good it is being a man who's invisible. That's me. And this gift, this showcase, is that thing, Mr. Silverman. So please, grant me the respect of classing this as a showcase item.
No.
Or I'll haunt you forever as an invisible
man. I
don't
give a shit. What kind of haunting? Will it be sex haunting?
Maybe.
Glass dildo?
Listen, I might be a polterchonk or something. Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Or...
Oh, you look really weird.
Chonker guys.
Glasses look like eyes. I'm going to take off.
How about that?
Look towards me.
Oh, got me glasses on.
Thanks for listening to the show, everyone.
I'm an invisible man.
Paul did have quite a tiring weekend.
And
look
at me,
he does a lot of work on Cheap Show.
Look, everyone, I'm an invisible man with glasses on.
He edits
on.
The show.
How is this possible with science physics, Mr. Silverman?
He edits the show every week.
How is it possible with physics, Mr. Silverman, eh? How are these glasses hovering?
But we do appreciate, you listening to the show, dear listeners. I'm not mean about you, really. I really thought today when he
it's going in.
When Paul said mackerel facts. That
Eli.
Was the highlight.
How is this
and for
happening?
Me, it hasn't. It really
how is
hasn't,
this happening with the glasses floating?
It really hasn't worked for me.
How is it? Look, watch this.
And I'm not doing this just to be mean to Paul.
These
I mean,
crisps,
I know there's
mate.
A dynamic.
How is
there.
This happening? There are the crisps floating in the air. How is this happening? How can you explain this?
I'm not trying to explain it.
How
Paul.
Can you explain this wonder of science? How are these crisps floating? It's not me. It's nothing to do with me, mate. I'm not even here.
I personally dislike Harry Potter.
This smells musty.
It does smell of wee, doesn't it? Yeah.
A little bit of wee.
Of cat wee.
It's not going
That's
in, is it?
Drenched in cat piss.
It's not going in, is it?
Paul, you're very late to the party on this.
It's not going in. Charity shop. No place. It's not going in the
it's
place.
Not, it's not going
I
in.
Regret
it's got no
this.
Place.
Mate, I'm just sitting here with a green blanket on me.
You are a smelly green blanket.
Well, that's this week's show done.
Smelly
Bye.
Green blanket.
And And that's that for this week. Listen, one-stop shop for all things Cheap Show, thecheapshow.co.uk. Go there and you'll find pages for episodes with photographs and videos in some cases. There are links to special episodes. There's links to our YouTube channel where we have our fortnightly Cheap Shot little vids where we just muck about on YouTube, and also our Patreon if you want to get involved in that. And if you do, you'll get access to you know, all sorts of extra videos and podcasts and magazines and behind-the-scenes things and all sorts of daft extra accoutrements. Other than that...
They're not accoutrements.
Shut up. Patreon.com/cheap... Shut your mouth.
Sprinkle some fish in there.
Patreon.com/cheapshow/mackerel facts, and you will get access to some amazing urgent sturgeon.
Sturgeon!
Yes!
I'm the surgeon of splurging. Everything's anyway, falling off your thing, man.
Yeah, because we keep wobbling everything.
I'm sorry.
And you're moving it because you keep rubbing on
some
desk.
Some kind of ghost toy just fell off.
Yeah, it's my little
Hood ornament from the 2016 Ghostbusters Ecto-1.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. I call it Mona. Hood ornament from the Ecto-1 of the 2016 movie.
It's the equivalent of the Silver Spirit of Rolls-Royce.
Yes,
Royce,
yes,
sort of
but
thing.
That I call it Mona.
Did
it? We're not doing this. Let's
Ecto
just wrap it
one.
Up.
Did the Ecto-1 in the first film have one of those?
No. In the cartoon, though, at the beginning of the cartoon, Ecto-1 does have a little No Ghost logo on the hood ornament in the cartoon.
Yeah.
But not in the film.
Octopus Encyclopedios.
Is that all you've got?
That'd be a good prog album. We are Fenchurch. We are Fenchurch. We're going to play a whole album, latest album live. Octopus Encyclopedios, take it away.
I'm not going to allow you to do this. I'm just going to say goodbye, and we'll see you next week on the podcast for more economy, comedy, fun. Why? See you next week, everyone.
Tune into...
No, just say goodbye.
I want to pimp my thing.
You've had your chance, but you thought you'd just do your octopi oculi or whatever it was called.
Oh, that's even better.
It's not at all.
We are octopi oculi.
Mate, say what you want to say and then we can wrap this up.
I've got a music show, guys. It's on Soho Radio, which is an internet radio station, and that is every 2 weeks from 2 till 4. And we do actually have a live session. If you're listening to this, Friday it comes out. Oh. The live session on this Sunday.
Fuck me.
And that is from...
Tedious Wank. You really want to go into this tedious wank?
We're going to have Will Cruden.
Oh, not well. Will Cruden?
From Scant Regard. That's the name of the group.
Oh, wow.
That'll be from 2 till 4
from
on
Scant
Sunday.
Scant Regard.
On Soho Radio.
Wow.
Definitely
tune into that.
It's mask off this week, isn't it? It's mask off this week.
Mask on.
Oh, no. He's put the smelly blanket on again.
Put the piss blanket on of invisibility. Piss visibility. Invisipicity. Something like that. I don't know. All I can say is we'll see you next week on the show.
And that's Sprat.